ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key with Sheikh Rouhani on RIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, we are answering some of the questions regarding the infallibility of the imams. In this episode, we are going to explain the principle of infallibility based on the ayat of the Holy Quran. We try to mention some of the ayat of the Holy Quran by which we can prove the infallibility or isma of the imam. The first ayah that we can refer is this ayah in which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O you who believe, O you who have faith, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey the apostles, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who vested with authority among you. So in this ayah, we see that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the people to obey Allah, to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to obey the ulil amr, the ulil amr. Now the question is that, you know, here Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to follow Allah. So Allah is ma'soom. Allah is infallible, committing no error, no mistake. Beside the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ita'a or the obedience of Rasul is mentioned, which means that the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is immune from any error, because this order or commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders here that you have to absolutely obey Allah. You know, in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no any kind of restrictions or limitations, nothing. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders you, you have to obey, according to this ayah. Same as the case with the Prophet, وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. أَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ is all, again, it is absolute. Almighty Allah says that whatever the Holy Prophet tells you, you have to obey. So if the Prophet is not immune from mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is wise and hakim and merciful and kind and compassionate and powerful, and let's say has absolute knowledge, absolute mercy upon the people and the servants, He would never orders the people to absolutely obey the Holy Prophet or the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that the Prophets also should be immune from any mistake. That's why we have to obey absolutely the Holy Prophet. And then وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to obey absolutely again the أُولِي الْأَمْرِ. So إِطَاعَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is because of what? It's because of His infallibility. إِطَاعَةُ الرَّسُولِ is also because of what? Because of His infallibility. Ita'atu ulil amr should be also again because of His infallibility. If the imam were not infallible, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never order us to obey them the same way that we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same way that we obey the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's why from this ayah we very explicitly and very clearly understand that the imam should be infallible, because if the imam were not infallible, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never order us to obey them like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is immune, Allah is infallible, we have to obey Him in whatever way possible. Then, since prophets are ma'soom, we have to obey. Same is the case with the a'imma alayhim salatu wassalam, that they should be also infallible, to be obeyed by the people the same way as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obeyed. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.